we're going to make way for that. And say, Lord, we're just going to take, so whatever it is that you've made, that you've determined in your heart for tonight, would you take it in your hands? And, you know, in the hands of the King, bread was multiplied. In the hands of His divine nature, things weren't bound to the laws that this world has. And we are ambassadors of the same King. And so when we hold money, we should watch out what comes out of it. When we hold bread, we should watch out. We should be expectant for the kingdom of heaven to just break through us into this natural realm. So Lord, we hold this money just because it's a token of what you've stirred up in our hearts to give for tonight. But Lord, we really would love to see you multiply the loaves and the fishes, multiply the things that we put our hands to, our efforts, our labor, our whatever our time has taken up with. Lord, we would love to see that be returned back to us in overflow. So we speak blessing over this offering, Lord. We speak blessing over our giving in Jesus' name. You know, there's a golden thread tonight that's running through this whole meeting. I'd prepared for the communion, and I'm just going to read it out of my one Bible, then flick over to the other one. So I haven't even gotten to my word yet, and I want you to see this. Jesus said this. He said, "Take, eat. This is my body." This is after they were eating. He took the bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Now, when I first read that, its face value came up to me. But then I was sitting thinking about it about a couple of weeks ago, thinking, you know what? It had to be in the disciples' minds. Hang on a sec. Jesus just said, "This is my body. This is my blood." Do you know that when multitudes were following Jesus, there was a stage when Jesus gave a teaching where he said, "I am the bread of heaven." It was such a heavy teaching that many turned back. The disciples said, "Whoa, whoa, this is too hard. We can't deal with this." And so this is the passage. Listen to this. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you." So you know, tonight, you have life in you. "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks of my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks of my blood abides in me, and I in him. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread that the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." It says many were offended by that. Many were offended because Jesus says you have to partake of me. Just close your eyes where you are. If you feel comfortable, please would you take the person's hand to your left and right. The Spirit's stirring something up here. He said, "In those days, no one will teach you, for everyone will know him." It was spoken about in the prophets. It was spoken about Jesus when he prophesied it. And Paul again reiterated it when he spoke. He says, "None of you will come and say, 'Know the Lord,' for all will know the Lord." Everyone will know him. Tonight I stand here ready to share a word, but you know what? Any one of us could minister the word of God, the truth of grace, the beauty of our Father, with power and authority, and be able to minister life and truth. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Fall upon us now, Lord. Ministry of your Spirit, ministry of life, ministry of truth, ministry. Minister to us, Lord. I feel like there's a spring that's been clogged up that just is bursting forth. What we're seeing now is the water breaking through the grain of sand. We're seeing some sand turn to mud, but there's a well that's coming forward. I feel that joy has left some people. Joy is coming back. I feel like sickness has come on people because of some things that's not even your fault. It's just there, and you've just come across this truth, and you're saying, "Lord, why me?" Freedom, freedom, freedom. His body, His blood. We are in Him. He is in us. Lord. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just see God just washing peace over people. Peace, 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 peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lost. Wholeness, 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 wholeness. Yes, Lord. We did something at the Glory and Grace Conference a couple of years ago, and I don't know if it was Finney or Rob, they put up their hands and they said there's some people that are like fire starters, people that are like lightning currents. And I can just see over here now, there are some people that are being ministered to. And if you feel like you want to just go and join up with those people's hands, please feel free to walk around. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to take offense to that. This faith, when you see the power of God being poured out in a place, you got to say, Jesus is there. People ran to where He was and said, "Minister, Lord, minister to me, fill me up, minister to my needs." They were crying out. There's nothing wrong with going to where you feel the prompting of the Spirit's leading you to. God is everywhere at any given time. But if you're feeling a stirring, then join in with that. Jesus. His ministry, there is no end.
You know, wherever there's a fire, there's a siren. And there's some sirens going off in this place tonight. And if you're feeling like there's a tangible anointing on you, just... if you can, just swim to the front over here. Come now. Just, I know some of you are going to struggle to get here, but if you tangibly feel anointing, yeah, her head's on fire. Oh no, sorry. What is that on her head?
Oh, there's definitely a siren over there.
Okay. If you're just feeling a tangible sense of God's presence on you, just come to the front right now. Come on. Don't take too long now. Just come. Just come to the front. That's all right. Okay, just come. And if you're visiting with us tonight, I want to just make it clear, I take no responsibility for what's happening here. I just want you to know that this church is usually very orderly and very... please, no one taking photographs, please. No photographs and no videos. Whatever happens here stays here tonight, all right? Okay, now, there's still some of you just got glory over you and you're still sitting where you were. Now, stand up or else I'm going to come and fetch you. Come on your feet, and just come to the front, yeah? Come to the front. Robbie, I think we're going to just need some music or something. I don't know. It was all your fault. Okay, yeah, put something on there just to drown out some of the background noise.